ॐ ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डलवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मदसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम् We are discussing the 46th shloka of Saundarya Lahari. In the previous shloka, we saw Shankara describing the hair of Devi. Not exactly the hair, but the hair which surrounds the face, which falls by the side of the face. So that was being described. So the next part or aspect of Devi that comes to picture after the hair is Lalatam. So Lalatam, as we have learnt in Lalita Sahasranama, Lalatam means forehead. So here it is forehead that Shankara is going to describe. Forehead of Devi is being described here. So Ashtami Chandra Vibhraja Alikasthala Shobita. Alikasthalam is Lalatam. So Ashtami Chandra Vibhraja Alikasthala Shobita. Ashtami Chandra, half moon, exactly half moon, the moon on the eighth day. So that is how Devi's Lalatam or forehead is. It's as if like half moon. So that is how Hayagriva describes Devi's Lalatam in Lalita Sahasranama. And let's see how Shankara is describing it here. So here also it should be almost the same, that it is like Ardha Chandra. It's perfectly or perfect half moon. This particular shloka is set in the raga called Naga Gandhari. I am not aware of songs, like film songs. I have heard that there is one song by Muthuswami Dikshitar who has composed on Naga Gandhari. And when I was searching for the raga, this raga, like there are supposed to be three types of Naga Gandhari itself. So I'm not sure which one this is. So I'm not sure about the raga, the songs in this raga as well. But this raga comes a bit close to many of the ragas which are Janya Ragam of the Melakarta Ragam, Karahara Priya. So we already learned Karahara Priya earlier. So this particular raga forms or is a Janya Ragam of the raga Karahara Priya, like 22nd Janya Ragam. So there are many ragas, lot of ragas in as Janyam or as part of the Melakarta Ragam, many. Including the famous Kannada Ragam as well. Swaram Yonim Lakshmim Tritayamidamadhau Tavamanu. So that is Karahara Priya, which we learned earlier. I think if I am right, 33rd shloka was Karahara Priya. So this comes very close to Karahara Priya, as well as to the next raga, which is Riti Gaula. But this is Naga Gandhari. The raga is called Naga Gandhari. The shloka goes like this. Lalatam Lavanya Duty Vimalama Bhati Tavayad Dvitiyam Tanmanye Makuta Gatitam Chandrashakalam. Viparyasanyasat Ubayamapi Sambhuya Chamitah Sudalepa Syutih Parinamati Raka Himakarah. So once again, the raga name is Naga Gandhari. It forms, it's one of the Jinni raga of Karahara Priya, 22nd Melakartha ragam. It comes close to Kannada, Karahara Priya, Riti Gavula, and all those ragas. So here Shankara is describing Lalatam, or the forehead of Devi. Lavanya Dyuti Vimalam. Lavanya means beautiful or beauty, with beauty is the meaning. So Lavanya Dyuti Vimalam, Dyuti. Dyuti means shining, or like Dyuti, the right word, the meaning of Dyuti would be the light or the prakasham that comes out of Chandra, full moon. So Lavanya Dyuti Vimalam. Vimalam means pure white. So pure white light, the beauty, like which is very equivalent or like almost like white beautiful light, that tava your yet your what. Whatever is there, what? Lalatam. So, tava yat lalatam. Tava your yat. That lalatam. Whatever lalatam is there. Lavanya dhyuti vimalam abhati. Abhati means it shines. Or does it shine? It's a kind of question as well. So, your lalatam, O Devi, your lalatam is shines like a bright white light, as if it is a bright white light, but it is beauty, beautiful as well, with beauty. And so it is, Devi's Lalatam is very beautiful, like Chandra, like moon, like the white or bright light coming out of moon. Similarly, Devi's Lalatam shines as well. But is that it? No. Makuta Gatitam. So tat means that or that Lalatam, whatever Lalatam I have described, that Lalatam Makuta Gatitam. So Makuta Gatitam means like the moon or the half moon that is there in your Makutam. So Devi is like very closely associated with Sadashiva. So since we know that Shiva wears half, like Shiva wears a, like Shiva has a moon crescent, half moon crescent on his head, or like on his nearby to his head as a crown. So similar is Devi as well. So Devi, in the crown of Devi, if we can see that there is a half moon, and that half kiridam, Makuta Gaditam Chandra Shakalam. So Makuta Gaditam, in the Makutam or in the kiridam, Chandra Shakalam. Chandrakala, Chandrashakala means Chandrakala, or an arc of moon. Dvitiyam means second part. Manye, I consider. So that means Shankara is telling, O Devi, your Lalatam is beautiful, like it is bright and showering like white light. And there is a moon on the top, like a moon in your, half moon in your crown. So this second, like this can be considered as the second part of that moon. So second part of the entire moon. So there is one moon, one half is above, like in your crown, and the other half is your lalaatam. That is how I see it. So that means it is so perfect and so bright. And ubhayamapi. So ubhayamapi means, ubhayam means two. Ubhayamapi, both. Definitely both. Viparyasa nyasat. So nyasam means separating. Viparyasam means is the opposite of nyasat. So viparyasat nyasat. The word is viparyasat nyasat. So like when we split, it becomes viparyasat nyasat. Viparyasat means due to joining. Nyasat, that which has been separated. So whatever was separated, so when we join both of these, when we join these two halves of moon, mitha means like making it one, making it appear as if both are equal. And sambhuya means in a good way, in a very best way. So when we merge those both in a best way, then sudhalepasyutihi. So sudha means, we know, amritam. Sudhalepaha means flow of nectar. Syutihi means like that kind of flows down. So sudhalepasyutihi, nectar flows down, amritam flows down. Raka himakaraha, like amritam or flowing down amritam. Raka himakaraha, Purnima Raka himakaraha means like the full moon. So full moon, parinamati, becomes. So that means like when we merge, when we mix your lalatam and the top portion or the crown, the half moon which is there in the crown, when we mix both, they both become as if a full moon, and the nectar comes out of the full moon, which they both are. So that's the beautiful description that Shankara gives. As I said in the previous day, like as we go on learning other shlokas of Saundarya Lahari, these are like descriptive. Though they are descriptive and poetic, it's very tough to express or explain them in words, because beauty is something which can only be experienced. So even as Vedantic truth or Brahman of Vedanta cannot be experienced, Devi is beyond experience, similar is Devi's beauty as well. It has to be imagined, it has to be thought about, it has to be creatively created in the mind. So it is in our mind. But in a perfect person or a perfect woman is one whose lalatam is like half moon, and add to it the top moon, then nectar flows out of it. So nectar flowing full moon, and that full moon's half, one half, is your lalatam. So it is the same as what Lalita Sahasranama said, but Shankara goes one step further in describing it. So what does like worship of Devi's lalatam provide a sadhaka? There is obviously the main fruit of Devi's, or learning of Devi's form, which is concentration, focusing the mind, concentrating the mind, meditating the mind. So those are ways in which our mind becomes more strengthened in order to grasp Vedantic truth, in order to grasp intellectual concepts of Vedanta. So that is one purpose, that is a common purpose for all these shlokas, starting from 41st shloka. But here lalatam is sudhalepasyutihi, amritam flowing, that is the quality of Devi's lalatam. That means the moment we see Devi's lalatam, we should remember that, okay, there is amritam that flows out of it. So any moment we think about it, we will also be able to experience amritam. So it's like we can also consider this as another aspect, like lalatam, person who has a big or large, I don't know, big or large, which is the right word, large forehead. So the, like people with large forehead are supposed to be more intelligent. So that doesn't mean bald people are like more intelligent. It's not about baldness, but the lalatam or the forehead, like there is a limit to forehead. We cannot just extend forehead to the back of our head. So there is a limit. But people who have like large forehead, they are considered to be intelligent people. Intelligent people are those who have knowledge. So people who have knowledge, knowledge will give them or provide them with amritam. So that is also the meaning here. So, but that is one aspect of it. So anytime, like when we are concentrating on Devi, when we are focusing on Devi, we should remember that Devi's lalatam, lalatam of Devi, the moment we think about lalatam of Devi, we should remember that it is capable of giving us amritam. How is it capable of giving us amritam? By concentration or meditation on the form of Devi along with knowledge. So concentration makes the mind focused, and knowledge that is embedded, that is secretively present in Lalita Sahasranama and Saundari Lahari, that will give us moksha, or that will give us amritam. That is the purpose of this particular shloka, or that's what we should remember while concentrating or while seeing Devi's lalatam. So any moment lalatam comes, we should remember lalatam means lalatam lavanya dyuti vimalam. We should remember that. And sudhalepasyutihi, sudhalepasyutihi, it's like flowing nectar, nectar flows out of it. That's what we should remember. So those are the two words, like we can say, or the one important word in this particular shloka is sudhalepasyutihi. So there's also the other aspect of, like, whenever we see beauty, it's the natural tendency of the mind, like it, the mind takes two steps, or like mind does two things when it sees beauty in anything. Like it means a beauty, like when we speak of beauty, it's not Aishwarya Rai or Julia Roberts that didn't, or like the people who denote beauty. So beauty, like, need not be in a particular person. Beauty can also be in an insentient object as well. So it can be anything. Beauty can be with respect to anything. Intelligent people, or intelligence in intelligent people, that also is a beauty. The singing talent of Hariharan or Yeshudas, that's also a beauty. So beauty is like various. We cannot say beauty means like physical form alone. But when we apprehend beauty, so let's say like we go to one of the beach. We go to one of the beaches in US. When we go there, like it's setting time. Like it's almost like 6:37. So the sun is setting. It's a beautiful scene to watch. So when the mind, or when we are watching it, the mind does two things. One is it appreciates the beauty. It gets merged into the beauty. The very next step that, or the thing that the mind does it, is it tries to associate itself with the beauty or the object that has beauty. So that's the reason why, like when we hear Hariharan singing, immediately we will think, oh, he's singing beautifully. The next thing would be, do I sing like him? Do I sing at least very near to him? Let me try to sing this song. Let me try it. So that's the second thing that the mind does. So if we are able to stop that second thing, then the first thing will be capable of giving us temporary anandam. So Vidyaranya in Anubhuti Prakasham, he explains it that this is the state of merging, like Sushupti Avastha. temporarily the mind merges onto the object. So what really happens is duality or dvaitam temporarily vanishes. When we hear and say, oh, beautiful music, what happens there is the mind becomes blank. That means duality temporarily ceases to exist. That gives us ananda. But the moment like the mind comes back, it tries to associate and then it causes trouble. As Sri Ravi Shankar tells that beauty or like an object is beautiful until we want to possess it. The moment we try to possess it, the moment we try to compare, the moment we try to relate ourselves to the object, the beauty of the object vanishes. So here, with respect to Lala, Devi's Lala Atam, it is so beautiful. So just remembering Devi's Lala Atam is enough to temporarily merge Dvaitam. And if we are like, if we have Vedantic knowledge, if we remember the reality, then the mind will not take the second step or the second thing of associating. So immediately the mind will say everything is Brahman, everything is Devi. So that will help us. So that is also an aspect that we can remember while thinking about Devi's Lala Atam. We'll continue with the next shloka in the next day. Hari Om.